Praise the Lord.
Bless y'all. Lord is in his holy temple. Uh-huh. Lord, earth keeps solid before him. Uh-huh. I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Now feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Praise God. This is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in the day. Let's give
yes,
God the praise in your house.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Thank
hallelujah,
you, Lord.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Every
praise,
way,
praise,
Lord.
Praise be to God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thanking him for this day.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He has allowed us to come together by way of Zoom. One more
amen. Time.
Uh-huh. Hallelujah, hallujah.
Glory
God is wonderful.
Yes, he amen. Is.
He is magnificent. He is awesome.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's the mighty God.
Yes.
Father, he's our all at home.
Mm-hmm.
So we will bless the Lord at all times.
Oh, yes. Yes.
His praises shall continue to be in our mouth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Make a boast in the Lord.
Yes.
Yeah.
And thank you, Lord. Shall hear thereof and be glad.
Be glad.
Oh, yes. Oh, magnify the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
And let us exalt his name together.
Yes.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise today.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy.
Yes, he is worthy. Yes.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worthy of your praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. So we glorify God today for this wonderful, blessed day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come now saying thank you for this hour.
Thank you, God.
We're about to begin, and we pray that thou will take charge of the service by your spirit. All our steps and direct our paths according to your divine will and purpose. In the name of Jesus, bless us, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, and we shall be kept. Keep our minds stayed on you, God, in the name of Jesus. And let us lift you up to the highest point. In the name of Jesus, God, you are worthy of our praise.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lead us now through this service.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 My affirmation of faith.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty, and that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture have said. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the light. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and deliver the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life for all true believers. Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Amen.
Hallelujah. One God, one faith, one baptism.
Amen.
God, we are praising that holy God.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Glory be to God.
Our scripture
this morning is coming from Mark, the 4th chapter. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was large, that he got into a boat and sat in it. While all the people were among the shore at the water edge, he taught them many things by parable. And this is teaching, he said, listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. and at the scattering seeds, some of them along the path, and the birds came and ate them up. So some fell on rocks, placed them did not have most soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they were gathered because of no root. Other seeds fell among thorns, which grow up and choke the plants so that they could not bear. Still, this other seeds fell on good ground, good soil. It came up, grew and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. Then Jesus said, whoever has heard, has ears to hear, let him hear. I read St. Mark, the 4th chapter, from the 1st to the 9th verse.
Amen. Now let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, want to say thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to give your name the praise. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and mercy. Thank you for being that all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-seeing God. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who died that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And thank you, Lord, for the precious Holy Spirit that leads and guides us. No, now have your way in this service. Bless our pastor, Lord. Give him a word that will heal, deliver, and make free. And Lord, let us be not only hearers of the word, but doers of the word. And Lord, we're just saying thank you in advance for what you're about to do. Bless the sick, bless the shut-in, and just have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. Lord, you've been so good. I just want to thank. I just want to thank. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
All right. We praise God for a day. And thank God for the scripture, affirmation of faith, and the prayer.
Amen.
And we praise God for each of you that in our worship service today. Praise God. And we pray that you get all that you need to get through the days to come in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Going to ask somebody to sing us a song, and then we'll come back with a word. Praise God.
Let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine, shine. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home, oh Lord, trying to get home. Let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine, shine. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home, trying to get home. They're trying to get home, home, home. They're trying to get home, home, home. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home, trying to get home. Let your light shine, shine, shine. Let your light shine, shine. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home, oh Lord, trying to get home. They're trying to get home, home, home. They're trying to get home, home, home. There may be someone down in the valley trying to get home, oh Lord, trying to get home. Glory be to God, they lost the way.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God, trying to get home.
Let that light shine.
Thank you. Glory be to God.
Yes,
thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Let that light shine.
Let it shine. Let it shine. From the east to the west, south, north, east, all of the places.
Amen.
Let it shine.
Yeah.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
And make sure it's shining bright.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Don't let it be flickering.
No, sir.
We'll lose them along the way.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Text today is coming out of the book of Numbers.
Uh-huh. Amen.
13th chapter. And verses 30, 31.
Amen.
Numbers 13th chapter.
Amen.
Verses 30, 31.
Amen.
Adele?
Amen.
And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome. Mm-hmm. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people.
Uh-huh.
For they are stronger than we. Okay. Tell everybody that's listening to you today, we are well able.
We are well,
we are well able.
Amen.
Yes, we are.
Thank you. We are well able. I didn't come to bring you nothing new today.
Mm-hmm.
God be the glory. Have your way, Lord.
Everything is here since the beginning of time.
Yes.
It may appear to be new to you.
Tell it, Pastor.
But it ain't new. It's just some of the same old thing that's used over to something else.
Amen.
Because everything comes from the earth.
Amen.
That we see and we are used out here. It comes from the earth, and the earth been here since the beginning.
Amen.
Because the word said, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
Amen.
So everything is here since the beginning and nothing new. So I didn't come to bring nothing new, just to remind you of what the Lord has already done for you and what he has equipped you.
Amen.
To do in this earth.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And do it with authority and do it with power. Do it with the knowledge that God has done it already for you to take hold of it.
Amen.
Not wait until you see it,
mm-mm,
but grab it before you see it.
Okay.
We are not walking by sight.
Mm-mm.
We're going by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So God has given us this word to remind you that we are well able to handle.
Amen.
Whatever comes our way through the day.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
We are well able to take care of it.
Yes.
All right. Because everything that happens to you is happening for your good.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's called according to the will of God.
Amen.
Yes.
That's in his son, Christ Jesus.
Yes.
That we can do this every time.
Amen.
Any time. Any place.
Yes.
I don't know about what it is. We are the victors, not the victim.
Amen.
Not the victor.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to tell you today, stop being the victim.
Tell it, Pastor. Amen.
Every time you say something, you the victim.
Tell it. Amen.
And he had made us the victor, not the victim.
Yes.
Amen.
He has made us the head and not the tail.
Tell
it, Pastor. He made us the top, not the bottom.
Amen.
Yes. So we are on top of everything. You know, our bodies might be at the bottom, but we're on top of it.
Amen.
So we are overcomers.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what we said last week? We somehow, some way.
Yes.
All right. We're going to make it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to overcome. So we are the victors. Hallelujah. And not the victim.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And we are the power and not the weakness.
Mm-hmm.
God has equipped us to have power over all our enemies.
Yes.
Amen.
The word said. Okay, so we got the power over every enemy that comes our way.
Amen.
That's right.
Everything that comes our way, we got that victory. We got the power. And we got the means to overcome it.
Yes, yes.
Not only are we able, we are well able.
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, so that means that we are more than just able.
Tell it, Pastor.
We're able, then we got something left over.
Yes.
The overflow.
Amen.
Yes. You start feeling weak, reach back and get some of that overflow.
Tell it, amen.
Okay, and let that overflow spill over in your life and spill on somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that wisdom and that knowledge that you gain through the word of God,
amen,
can be applied and somebody else can see it.
Amen.
And give God the glory for it.
Yes, yes.
And their daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. So say here that we are the victors.
Amen.
Okay. We are the one who are able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are more than able to do this.
Mm-hmm.
God has done it for us.
Yes.
And he's done it through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Long, long time ago.
Yes, my Lord.
God made a way for us.
Yes.
Come out victors over every situation.
Amen.
Okay. We can't lose if we keep using Jesus.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay, because he is all powerful.
Yes, he is.
He's almighty.
Yes.
He is the authority.
Mm-hmm.
And his word is power.
Amen.
His name is power.
Yes, yes, yes.
Everything about him is power.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it is.
And we can say with confidence, without doubting, I can do.
I can do. Amen.
All things.
All things.
Through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen.
We can do that.
Yes, we can.
Okay. So we are well able. God give you assignment to do.
Tell it, Pastor.
He has equipped you to do that assignment.
Amen.
He ain't giving you a job that you can't do.
Tell it, Pastor.
Because that means that you're going to fail and he will fail.
Amen.
And God never fails.
Preach it, Pastor. Preach it.
He cannot fail.
Amen.
He shall not fail because before he failed, the world will fail.
Yes,
my Lord.
Before he failed because it said everything going to fail but the word of God.
Amen.
And he is word.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So he is here for eternity and eternity and eternity evermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You,
so here we are
in
a situation.
Mm-hmm.
The children of Israel had been released from Egypt.
Yes.
And they were on their way to the promised land.
Amen.
God had promised them the land of Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
And he had got them outside of the land. So that they had already made that trip, the journey from Egypt to outside the promised land.
Amen.
Okay, they were there on the borders of it.
Tell it. Amen.
Okay. And they messed up by not obeying God and believing him.
Amen.
And so that's what will happen to us a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
We start doubting.
Tell it.
That's right.
We don't see it.
Amen.
When I thought I ought to see it.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't feel better.
Amen.
I think I ought to feel better.
Uh-huh. Yes, yes.
Because I don't know no better at this time.
Uh-huh.
I think I ought to know some better.
Uh-huh. Amen.
We start doubting.
Uh-huh.
But we got to know that no matter what it looks like,
Yes.
We are well able.
Amen.
To take care of it.
Yes, sir. Glory
no matter God. What it looks like, no matter what it feels like,
yes.
No matter what it sounds like,
uh-huh.
Evil.
Uh-huh.
No matter how many that look like they're up against me.
That's right.
And I'm standing all by myself.
Amen.
Remember that you're never alone.
That's right.
God is always there with you.
Yes, he is.
He will be there with you throughout eternity.
Amen.
He said he will not forsake you.
That's what he said.
Nor will he ever leave you.
Amen.
He is there for eternity.
Amen.
God is our hope.
Yes, he is.
And our strength.
Yes, he is.
Uh-huh.
So the Lord spoke unto Moses.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And he told Moses to send men.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That they may search the land of Canaan.
Amen.
Okay. Now he said, send men.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Not boys. Not children.
That's right.
No.
Not babies.
Uh-huh.
Not toddlers.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Not adolescents.
That's right.
Not teenagers.
Yes.
Now, he wants you to send somebody to season any word.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Somebody that can make a decision.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That will Jesus cover Christ. The whole nation.
Yes.
Send men.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah. And you don't have to be talked about, in this case, spiritually. You don't have to be a duck.
Uh-huh.
It's got to have the men attitude.
Uh-huh. Amen.
Got to have that men ability.
Yes.
For some
yes.
men, that's for as age are concerned.
Yes.
I work with some teenager that's.
Amen.
Amen.
They are what some people used to call wimps.
Uh-huh. Talk about it, Pastor.
Amen.
Wimps.
So he wants to send men, somebody that's going to get it straight.
Yeah.
Amen.
And don't mind telling you when they find out what's done, saying what thus says the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
This is what we've done as we've gone through life.
Mm.
I know this is what the Lord has said.
Yes.
Whatever the Lord said, it surely comes to pass.
Amen.
So send men.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody able to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Paul said, stand.
Uh-huh.
After you pull on everything you need to put on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stand.
So somebody that's going to be able to stand the test.
Uh-huh.
Send men that they may search out the land of Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have given unto the children of Israel.
Yes.
So how many know that when God gives you something, it's yours?
Amen. Yes.
When they give it to you, he's going to make a way for you to get to it.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen. He didn't give you something you can't get to it.
Amen.
That's right.
He's going to give it to you. You're going to be able to get to it.
Yes.
And possess it. But the thing is, you got to go and take possession.
Oh, yes.
So you can have it and never take possession, then you might well not have it.
That's right.
Right. And then that it may strike the land of Canaan out. Okay. That I have given to the children of Israel of the tribes of every father. Every one of your fathers shall be sent, you shall send a man.
Yes, yes.
So there are 12 tribes.
Mm-hmm.
Said, send me a man out of each of the 12 tribes.
Yes, right.
Amen.
Okay? And don't just send me any man.
That's right.
Okay. I want somebody that got some authority. I want somebody that's going to be able to speak for the tribe. Go and take them one leader ahead out of each tribe. Okay. Moses said and told Moses and send him that he may stretch out that land. Hallelujah. And so Moses did as the Lord commanded. He called out a head, a leader at each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay. And he told them, Lord told them to tell them to search out the land.
Amen.
But instead of such a land out, Moses added on to it. Okay. God give you assignment.
Amen.
And sometimes we add on to what God gave it to.
That's right.
Make it worse than what it is.
Amen.
And therefore the task becomes more difficult to handle than it would normally be.
My Lord.
Because you added on to it.
Yes.
Or you did something the Lord told you not to do.
Amen.
Or didn't tell you to do. A lot of times we do things and say the Lord told me, the Lord didn't tell you nothing.
Amen, Pastor.
Okay. It might have been the devil told you to do it.
Amen.
But it wasn't the Lord.
Yes.
Okay. So Moses said to them, go and search the land out. That was fine because that's what God told him to do.
Yes.
But then Moses added, I would say, and look at the people. See how they be. Let it be strong or weakly.
Amen.
He come to look at the other things in them. The houses. See where they live in tents. Or to live in a place that's fortified. Check the city out. So all this Moses added on to it.
Teach it, Pastor. Teach it.
I told him to send them to look at the land and see if it's what he told it was. But God told him the land was a land that was a good land.
Yes.
Man.
A land that flows with milk and honey. In other words, the land was rich soil.
Amen.
Produced a whole lot of stuff.
Yes.
God sends us in places that we can reap great benefits.
Yes.
He said, I lead you into paths of righteousness for my namesake.
Amen.
He said, I lead you to green pastures.
My Lord.
Okay. He's going to give you places that's overflowing. We're in that overflow every day. But we don't see it.
Yes.
We're in an overflow. All we see is problems.
Tell it, Pastor.
We get focused on the problem.
Yeah.
And not on the deliverable.
Yeah.
Amen.
Focus on the problem and not on what already has taken place.
Yes.
We get focused on the problem and knowing that the problem has already been solved.
Tell it.
All God needs you to do is stand.
That's right.
But we can't stand for complaining.
That's
right. Amen.
So these people that they went and it went through a way to the south side.
Mm-hmm.
They went under the mountains and they looked over the land. Moses told them, see the land and see if it's all that God said it was. It was.
Yes.
If God said it was,
it will be.
Yes.
Amen.
No ifs and if buts about it.
Amen.
When God said it is so.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
If right. It wasn't so before he said it, when he said it, it became so.
Amen.
But that's God.
Amen.
Just like he made the earth. He said, let that be.
Yes.
Before there was nothing, but when he said, let it be, it came.
It was, my Lord.
And that's what it is in your life.
Amen.
Whatever God said,
mm-hmm.
you can count on.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
It is so. Thank you. It shall be. Amen. And it is so.
Yes.
Because it's already there, you just got to see it by faith.
Yes.
Act on it by faith.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of the land.
My Lord.
Of Canaan. And it said to them, get up through the mount, or to the south side of the mountain and look it over.
Amen.
See if the people that dwell there, whether they be strong or weak.
Yes, that's right.
God didn't say nothing about that.
Yeah, uh-huh. Pastor. Amen.
But look the land over.
Yes.
He promised them to give you two people.
Uh-huh.
He promised I gave you land.
Uh-huh. Amen.
So look what God gave you over.
Thank
you. Out of everybody else's business.
Amen.
Amen.
We got to stop trying to live other people's lives.
Amen.
You can't even live your own.
Yeah. Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
Well, you were the micromanage somebody else.
Yeah, I know.
Hold your life, boy wagon.
Mm-hmm.
So see the land and see if it's what God said it was. Mm-hmm. The people that dwell therein, whether they be strong or whether they be weak.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be a whole lot of them or whether it be a few of them.
That's right.
All these things coming up that they went to see, and all these things come up against them. When it came down to making their decision.
Amen.
What the Lord has said and what how the land is.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. And so they looked at them. They saw the cities. They said, see if the cities are fortified.
Mm-hmm.
But they have walls. Or can we just walk with it on them?
Mm-hmm.
See? These things keep us from knowing God's will.
These things
keep us from possessing all that God gave us the power.
Amen.
God has given us a lot.
Yes. Amen. Tell it, Pastor.
We got it. We're afraid to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
We doubt that we can't get it.
That's true.
And so we got to keep in mind that what God said,
that's
it.
Amen.
All you got to do is go get it.
Okay, that's right.
Okay. And when you go, he'll lead you.
Amen. Yes.
Don't go ahead of God.
Tell it, Pastor.
Don't even get beside him.
Amen.
Get behind him.
Amen.
So he can lead you.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us get beside him and think we're just equal with him.
Amen.
But God didn't tell you to do it that way.
Mm-mm.
Say you got a leader and you got some followers.
Yes.
All right. And that's the way you're supposed to do it. Go and search the land out.
Mm-hmm.
So they went and then looked the land over. And the time they went, it was the time that the first ripe grapes was coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when they went up and searched the land of Zin, to Zin, and to Rehob, and men came to Hamath,
Hamath,
Hamath, And they ascended up to the south, and they saw that the giants was there. They had big people. Children and Anak were there. They were people that powerful.
Amen.
And so they went on around. And they saw the land where the grapes were at. And there they took one cluster. Now, one cluster of grapes is not all that much, is it?
No.
But this land was so fruitful. So blessed. So rich.
Amen.
Grapes that must have been huge. Because they took one cluster. They didn't say it took a vine or a bunch of them. But one cluster of grapes and put it on a staff and bared it between two people. Never took two people to carry up one cluster of grapes. Can you imagine how big those grapes must have been? But not only did it cut grapes, they got pomegranates, was big, and it had figs. That's a good sign.
Yes.
All right. They didn't say they had those two people carrying in on them. But two people had carried the grapes. Those are huge grapes.
Yes.
Huge. Amen.
And they had to carry on a staff between two.
Amen.
Okay. And all this was a sign that the land was rich. The land was powerful.
Yes.
But in order to get to the land, they had to go to some people.
Oh.
Right, but they weren't supposed to be looking at them. That's the thing that's going to cause you not to do what you need to do. Okay. You're supposed to stay focused on what God gave you to do.
Amen.
That's right.
And not look at those things on the side of the road.
Amen.
When you're driving your car, you're supposed to keep your eyes on the road.
Yes.
Not looking all around, seeing who's out over there and over there, and you might call yourself now running off the road or running in somebody. Because your eyes are everywhere but on the road. Keep your eyes on the word of God.
Amen.
Keep your mind on the word of God. Keep your hope in the word of God. Stop looking at this and that and other side shows. Right. Remind me now as that commercial that this man with the I think it's Allstate. Where the guy be doing all those different things, the man riding by on his car.
Yeah, he runs into the truck.
Just looking at him, he ain't looking at the road.
Yes.
Yeah.
And run back in the back of the dump foot.
Yeah, yes, my Lord.
That's what we do.
My Lord.
We look at everything but what God told you to look at.
That's
and that's what he told you to go get and to do this. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
And it took them 40 days to check the land out.
Amen.
Well, it shouldn't have taken them one day.
Hey.
Going down there, see the land, and come on back. But they were checking the whole place over.
Yes.
Okay. And they were looking for things that keep them from going and doing what the Lord said do.
Yes.
And so it came to this place. And they stay there 40 days, checking this land and everything else about it.
Amen.
And now they come back with their report. When they came back, They told Moses, we went and came into the land where thou hast sent us.
Mm-hmm.
And surely it flowed with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it did.
And this is the fruit of it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what they expected to have? Thank God lied.
Yeah, the best.
Lord, the land that flows with milk and honey.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they didn't have to go check it out in the first place.
Amen.
All they do when God told them, all they do is say, God, I don't have to go look.
Amen.
You said it, and it's so.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we were going to the land. Mm-hmm. But instead, they accepted the invitation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so instead of people and being eager to go now, they are afraid to go.
Tell it, Pastor.
Because they looked at everything that Moses told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
They forgot what God told them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what our problem is. We look at everything what everybody else told them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And forget what God said.
That's right. Hello.
So and when they tell you something, you say, I know that, but God.
Uh-huh.
Or but the word.
Amen.
Not saying I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying I know what the word saying.
My Lord.
But we got it backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know the word said this, but this is a different situation.
Tell it.
No, you that but supposed to be round up in front of the other seven.
My Lord.
I know what you were saying, but the word said.
Amen.
But they say, you don't see it, do you? They don't matter what I said or what I see, but the word has said.
Uh-huh. That's
right.
Okay. Let the word be the last.
Yes. Because
God got the last say.
Yes. Okay.
So they told him that we have searched and we came to the land and here is the fruit thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, all right, nevertheless, the land might be good.
Mm-hmm.
The land might be fruitful. But nevertheless, the people there are strong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they dwell in the land. And the cities
uh-huh.
are walled and very great. And moreover, mm-hmm. we saw the children of Adad there.
Mm-hmm.
So here we are now painting a picture of doom and gloom.
Tell it, Pastor.
But now we got all this good stuff over here.
Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm.
But the people are too powerful for us to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The things that come up against us are too strong to keep us from getting
them. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our obstacles are in our way and we can't get to it. That's what we go on, saying day in and day out. I wish I had, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
God said you can, and you can.
Yes.
Okay. They said they went out there and sought all these people from the Jebusites and the Ammonites and the Canaanites. All these different strong people there.
Mm-hmm.
People from going and possessing the land. They painted all that.
Mm-hmm.
Got the evidence that the land is what God said.
Amen.
Amen.
But we got all this stuff that keeping us from getting to it.
Tell it, Pastor.
That's right.
All right, that's about like saying, I got all this over in England, but I'm over on this side of the Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but God gave it to you in England, God will get you ready to get there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But God ain't seen you nowhere that you can't get to.
Amen. That's right.
He ain't gonna give you nothing that you can't possess.
Amen.
Okay. He will do that for us. And so yes. Caleb cried out, okay, give me a moment. let me speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 10 spies has already said that we can't do it. Caleb says, be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And let them know what the Lord has said.
Amen.
Okay. Caleb said, let us go up and let us go up at once.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait till tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
Let us go right now.
Amen.
Yes, God has blessed you and given you work to do.
Hello.
Stop putting it off for tomorrow.
Yeah.
And do it right now.
Yes.
For tomorrow's not promised.
Amen.
We got to do it while we can.
Yes.
We got to take what God given us and use it to God's glory.
Amen.
And to the honor of him.
Yes.
We got to know that I can do all things.
Yes.
Not acting like we can do it.
Yes.
Every day.
Yes. Every day.
All right. Do it now.
Tell it.
Not wait for tomorrow.
Amen.
Tomorrow's not promised. Do it now.
Amen.
So Kata said, let us go out like once.
Mm-hmm.
And take possession of the land.
Right.
And we can do it because we are well able.
Able.
Amen.
Anybody know you're well able?
Amen. I'm well able.
Well able.
Amen.
God is in you.
Yes.
If God is in you, he's born in the world against you.
That's right. Amen.
God gives you power.
Hallelujah.
God gives you authority to take charge of your life.
Amen.
So instead of walking around every day with head hung down.
Yeah, Pastor.
Ain't no sad song in blue.
Yes.
Lift your head up.
Yes,
amen.
Yes, yes.
And do it now.
Yes.
Lift your joy up.
Yes.
Do it now.
Amen.
Don't wait for the battle to be over.
Amen.
Out right now.
Amen.
Let your joy be overflowing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now.
Amen. Thank you, God.
Let it overflow.
Amen.
My Lord.
You don't feel that joy being joyful? Luke said in the same hour that you've been persecuted.
Uh-huh.
Oh, same hour. Amen. You've been criticized.
Yes.
Ostracized. Yes. Kicked aside.
Yes, sir.
In the same hour.
Mm-hmm.
Leave for your joy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Well, somebody said, I got arthritis, I can't walk. You can leap in your chair.
Amen.
Leap on your bed.
Amen.
Remember, we're walking by
faith.
Not by sight.
Amen.
I don't have to have buzz head that I can leap.
Amen.
I can leap in my spirit.
Yes. Amen.
Leap in my hope.
Mm-hmm.
Leap in my peace. Leave my joy.
Yes.
Leave in everything.
Yes.
The power and the will of God. I can leave in my deliverance.
Yes. Amen.
I've been bound so many years.
Yes.
Trying to lift myself up.
Yes.
Look to the hills. Look what's coming my help.
Amen.
All my help.
Yes.
Yes. From the Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
All of my help.
Yes, sir.
Come for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Get ready.
Mm-hmm.
And take possession.
I know.
And do it now.
Amen.
Not tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not this afternoon.
Amen.
Right now.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get yourself delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you yourself.
Mm-hmm.
We think we got to get delivered from people.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to get delivered from ourselves.
Amen. That's right.
10 spies saw doom and gloom.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
2 spies saw hope, deliverance,
mm-hmm.
and riches and power that God has laid wait for you. He has all his lay in wait for you.
Yes, he does. Oh,
yes.
You just got to take possession.
Amen.
Know that you're well able to handle all of it.
Yes.
Don't let fear ruin your life.
Amen.
And rule your life.
Amen.
All right. Don't let that do it.
That's right.
Knowing that what we said last week, somehow,
some way,
it's going to work out.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're going to make it.
Yes, we will.
By the grace of God.
Yeah, by still.
And so God said, but you spent 40 days to come back with an evil report. So for you spending 40 days to bring about evil report, for every day you spend.
Teach it, Pastor, teach it.
You stay in the wilderness a year. Amen. Hallelujah.
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 So they had 40 years.
Preaching.
In the wilderness. Trying to find a land.
Yes, sir.
That they were on the edge of.
Amen.
So that's what we're doing. We've been trying to find joy.
Yes. Tell it, Pastor.
And it's right there beside you. But we're looking at everything else.
Yes.
That's keeping me from the joy. I wouldn't have joy, but Mary so-and-so didn't let me have it because she said something about me.
Yeah.
I was feeling good today until I met so-and-so. And now I'm feeling down. Yeah. Just as you're feeling down, you could be feeling up.
Amen.
So my word tell me every day.
Every day.
Giving thanks.
Amen.
Everything and everything.
Yes.
I ain't got time to be sad.
That's right.
I got my overflow. Remember, you were able to praise God.
Yes.
Wherever you are.
Amen.
Anytime.
Anywhere.
You were able.
That's right.
Okay, to praise him.
Amen.
If you can't holler, clap your hand.
Yes.
Thank you for the hand.
Yes.
Just wave your hand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Shake your hand.
Yes, God.
Moan or groan. Do something.
Tell it, Pastor.
Glory of God. Sing.
Jesus.
A new song.
Yes.
Sing. Glory of God.
Amen.
And if you don't know what to sing, just go back to my favorite. Jesus. You don't know what to say, just saying Jesus. You know Jesus, don't you?
Telepath.
I can't say I don't know those songs. You know Jesus, don't you?
Telepath.
You know a song. Any but one word.
Okay.
Jesus.
Yes.
Can you remember Jesus? If you can't remember Jesus, you in bad shape.
Amen.
You need to take possession now.
Yes.
My Lord.
Call you where able.
Amen.
Without Jesus, you ain't got nothing.
Amen. That's right.
That's the truth.
And if you then when you get through that, all you can say, amen.
Amen.
You can say that in several different ways. Amen. Amen. Okay. Let the church say amen.
That's right.
You can there's a whole lot of songs you can sing.
That's right.
Amen.
And if you don't know the words, put some words in it. Long they're talking about you.
Amen.
He made you to make say everything somebody else sings. You make your own version up.
Come on,
and he does something for you too.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you all.
And when we need to do it?
Now. Right now.
Now. Right now. Why? Because we are what?
Well able.
Well, we are able to do it now.
Amen.
You got to wait till you learn it.
Tell it, Pastor.
Do it now.
Amen.
Open your mouth and let the Lord speak through you.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise God.
You were able.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
God bless you.
Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Pastor. Good sermon.
Yes.
Well, labor.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are,
dang it.
Because of who you are, I give you glory.
Yes, Lord.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, and Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, Jehovah Jireh,
my provider,
Jehovah Nisi, God you reign, Jehovah Shiloh, my Prince of Peace, and Lord I worship you. Because of who you are, and Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are, I give you to glory.
Yes.
Because of who you are, I give you praise.
Uh-huh.
Who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you because of who you are. And Lord, I worship you because of who you are.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord because of who you are.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Worship him because of who he
That's
is.
That's one of my favorites.
Amen.
Yes.
Joyce said hey to y'all.
Hey, everybody.
Okay. Oh, hi, Joyce. How are you?
I'm blessing out of favor, honey, with friends.
Okay. It's good
Amen.
To see you.
Amen. Thank you for voice.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Friends, benefits, and overflow. Amen.
Yes. Praise the Lord.
Hello to Kim.
Say hey, how are you?
Kim.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, everyone have a blessed day.
Benediction.
Hello.
Thanks
for the benediction, y'all.
Benediction, yes.
Just remember that you always, always make the door to your blessing.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Hallelujah. And all you do is walk in on.
Amen. Tell it,
Pastor. That's right. That's right. Praise God.
Okay. All right. And that's a matter of your renewing your mind.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
May the grace of God speak to me in the Holy Spirit, rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And the people of God say amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.